T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bad Bunny, da da ya, ya ya ya, da 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 ya, ya ya, ya ya, ya ya, da 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 ya.
I could listen to this all day. This is a great song choice, Solana. Crank it up. The Bad Bunny DBJ mix.
Da 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 ya, ya. Bad Bunny, da 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 da
da da. It's almost as if Don Bailey Jr. was put in a recording studio as a hostage. You have to perform this Bad Bunny song.
Da 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 da
da. Bad Bunny, yeah. Do you have Do you have me, you, and Crowder performing Dust in the Wind at Kansas? I said you have to play this at the end of every show. This was my favorite moment of yesterday's show when we all started singing Dust in the Wind. You have
Dust in the Wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
I think we had something there. I got to hear that one more time.
Terrible. Boy, good.
Good and
dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
I'm definitely carrying you guys there, by the way.
I love that, man. One more time. I think that is so orally pleasing.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
I think we got something there, man.
Ridiculous.
All right, this hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Today is a football Friday, Papa. Take all the footballs. Whatever that means.
What?
Brought to you by Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Hoopsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. One more Dust in the Wind, please, before I bring on Ira Winter.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Ira Winderman covers the Heat in the NBA for the Sun Sentinel. Isn't that just pleasing, Ira?
I'm almost weepy here. I'm hoping that at the end of the show we hear more of this.
All right, one more time, Solana, for Ira, because he enjoyed it so much. Oh, that's the Ira song!
Ira Winderman, Ira Winderman, from the Sun Sentinel. Ira, Ira Winderman, Ira Winderman, he covers the NBA. Ira, 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 hey, 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 hey. I ride, I ride, I ride, oi, oi, I ride, I ride, hey, Sun Sentinel, I ride, I ride, I ride, I ride, I ride, wind, wind, da, 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 da. Join in, Ira!
And it's almost Rosh Hashanah. It feels so right.
I really thought, based on the meaning of the lyrics, though, and what you guys have done with Dust in the Wind, that you would have introduced me to Carry On Wayward Son today. So
I'm sorry. Did you want to hear Dust in the Wind again? Let's hear Dust in the Wind again.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
Really, there's something special about that moment.
It's not.
There's something special.
There's nothing.
That was a moment.
You're officially all my wayward sons now. Well, we'll just go with that.
Kansas lines, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, Dust in the Wind for Ira Winderman and everybody else listening.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
actually, let's play it one time for the American Airlines Arena, because that's going to be Dust in the Wind. We can talk to Ira about it. Dust in the Wind for American Airlines Arena.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
That's Dan Day on guitar, by the way. That's not the actual Kansas song. That was Dan Day just strumming the guitar.
So now, keeping up with the Kansas theme, we've now reached the point of no return.
Very good, Ira. I'm getting all your lines there. I'm getting them all.
Yeah, well, I as my mom would say, I have the Google.
Ira Winderman writes for the Sun Sentinel, covers the Heat in the NBA. So the Heat announced, we're going to get to headlines here in a sec, Solana.
Sure.
Heat announced that they're no longer going to play at the American Airlines Arena. And they've received a $10 million offer from Bang Brothers to rename the arena the BBC Center. Or have they? I don't know. They Bang Brothers announced that on a press release.
Yeah, I mean, you can sort of tweet whatever you want.
Valid point. I was going
to get a $10 million appearance fee on Hockman and Crowder, and I'm still waiting.
Valid point. So you think that offer has not been a legitimate offer?
It's a great publicity thing, and it sort of is a – it just makes you wonder the way things can take on a life of their own, and everyone can have fun and go for the story clicks, but it's absurd. And the best part of it is in their release, I think they spell the name of every single Heat player wrong, including, of course, Dwayne Wade's first name.
That's crazy. I'm just seeing on the internet that Albert Wilson and Rashad Jones are both out for Sunday's Dolphins game.
Less players.
I mean,
well, Belichick said we have so many players, maybe we
so many
see
great
some
players.
Of them.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. So Rashad Jones and Albert Wilson have been ruled out for Sunday.
I wonder if you get ruled out these days, or you're allowed to ask out. Like, you're allowed to pick like two or three games and go, yeah, I don't need to put up with this.
I would guess Rashad Jones is asking out. Albert Wilson's got to want to play, right? After last season, he missed most of the games. That's crazy. Okay. And that's going to change the line, I guarantee you.
We'll look. How much more can the line change?
It's got to go up, right? It's at 19.5 now. It's got to be 20 or 21 by game.
You know, I heard Channing the other day saying when you get to the point of 21, you just walk away no matter how you feel on a game, which I believe, because even as much as he's sort of viewed as a jerk, you know, from a distance, doesn't Belichick have to realize that it's only game two of a 16-game season and sort of like college coaches at the end that you've got to get your guys out of there? I mean, I was shocked how deep into the game Brady played against the Steelers, but isn't there a common-sense element that at some point the Dolphins will be playing the B or the C team of the Patriots?
Yeah, and the other thing that we had been talking about this week also is that New England, like, they just may run the ball. That causes the clock to obviously continue running, and so it's harder to just put up that many points because there's just not as many plays in a game.
Yeah,
but,
I just don't know. Three touchdowns
but
is crazy.
I think we're going to take the Dolphins, though. I think today we've come to the conclusion that we're going to bet the Dolphins. And they are 5-1 against the Patriots against the spread in Miami.
And with the weather, that helps us.
The weather, all the rain and stuff. And then,
we
looked in the history of it. Like, the last five teams that were, you know, 16 or point more underdogs at home, I think they're 3-2, like, covering. I don't know. I think we're going to bet the Dolphins on this.
Yeah, and you know what? And I think you get a couple of cheap scores on turnovers and maybe special teams plays also. So, I mean, that number in the NFL, I know in college, you know, with the Canes this weekend and the Gators last weekend, you get those 40 and 50-point lines. But the NFL just doesn't play that way, it wouldn't seem.
All right, so Ira Winderman, you do not think that the Miami Heat's arena will be named the Bang Brothers or the BBC
Center.
No, nor
the euphemism they were going to name it for, which shocked me how many people did not realize what that euphemism stood for, nor will I mention it on these airwaves, but it's like people back off a little.
I had to look it up. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And I think that maybe, I don't want to talk about the computers in this facility, but I think I may have something to do with it. But I had to do research for the show. I had to research it. Imagine my surprise, Ira, when,
did you image search?
And also, with John Sally not being around, it just wouldn't be right anymore.
Let's quickly get headlines from Solana, and then we can continue on with Ira. Go ahead, Solana, got any headlines here?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Since we have Ira on, NBA veteran Sean Livingston has announced he is retiring from the NBA.
That certainly should be the headline on a Football Friday. Sean Livingston, 9 years removed from his Heat tenure.
Good job.
With the grit of a football player, how he came back from a devastating knee injury.
That
so
is
there's
true.
That.
One of the greatest comebacks, right, from an injury that you thought would be career-ending.
Oh, I mean, that was one of those, oh, my God, his knee went in seven different directions, yeah. And yet he came back and became a contributor on a championship team. It really is, like, a really great story.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, on Sunday, the Dolphins will host the New England Patriots at Hard Rock Stadium. The line, for me now, is back down to 18.5.
Really? Well, they probably haven't heard about no Albert Wilson and no Rashad Jones.
No Albert Wilson or Rashad Jones on Sunday.
Potato Jones, though, is actually going to suit up. Inside joke. Go ahead, Solana.
Kickoff is at 1 p.m. from The Rock, and Adam Schefter reported earlier that Antonio Brown will play, or is eligible, excuse me, on Sunday.
Right, it's up to Belichick whether he's really going to play or not. And that'll be interesting to see how that plays out as well. Anything else, Solana, in the headlines?
Yeah, the Marlins begin a three-game series in San Fran tonight. First pitch is at 10:15. And finally, after serving 8 months for tax evasion, Jersey Shore star The Situation was released from prison yesterday. His first tweet after his release, quote, "Turn up, we free."
Turn up.
All the way, all the way up.
All the way, all the way, all the way up. Turn up. We free. We were all waiting, Ira, I'm sure you can agree, on The Situation's first tweet upon being released.
Well, and now we're taken care of. Of course, I was there with the whole Meek Mill thing during the Heat playoff series against the 76ers. So for me, this is old hat.
Very similar.
Very similar.
Yeah, both institutionalized via institutional racism. The Situation. All those Jersey Shore people have been treated unfairly for many, many years, and it's glad to see him finally released. And I think it was whose private plane flew Meek Mill?
Was that Robert Kraft?
Was it Robert Kraft?
It was Kraft. Yeah.
Well, hopefully he flies The Situation wherever he's going.
I want to hang out with Robert Kraft.
Any weather there, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park right now in SoFla. Rain has moved into the area. You can expect a 30% chance in the 6 p.m. hour later today, and in the 7 p.m., a 40% chance of rain. Tonight's sunset.
Why are you ignoring the 5 p.m. hour, just out of curiosity?
Well, the 5 p.m. hour has rain in it as well.
Oh, okay. You just specifically mentioned what's going on in 6 and 7. I was curious what's going on in 5.
Well, it's highlighted here. Very important. It's a priority. 6 and 7 p.m. A lot of people will be on the road.
Play Dust in the Wind real quickly before you finish your weather report. Can you do that?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
And the rest of your weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Make sure you visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Hey, Ira, I have a real question, though, with this naming of the American Airlines Arena. I'm not calling for Dust in the Wind anymore. That's all.
It was really.
But, Ira, what are there requirements, like, with the naming rights? Because if Bang Brothers does bring $10 million, could they buy 2 years, 3 years? Like, do they have requirements of the company that's going to sponsor the stadium or
thank
arena?
Thank you for leading me down the rabbit hole. Number one, no one except the Dolphins, remember the Landshark Stadium deal that was short-term, is taking a short-term naming rights. They want to get their, you know, whatever it is, $100 million taken care of. The city, well, actually the county of Miami-Dade is handling it, so there are certain limitations clearly that are going to be placed on that, while obviously avoiding any conflicts with Heat sponsors also. So this is going to be the kind of mega deal like Atlanta got for State Farm Arena where the Hawks play, or the Chase Center in Golden State where the Warriors play. It's going to be something that's going to be simple and to the point of a major corporation, or it could be like a lot of arenas are, some sort of local flavor, whether it's Cafe Bustillo or something here. And honestly, I would not even be shocked if Hard Rock gets involved here also because of the kind of presence they are in South Florida, but it's not going to be one of these gimmicky, here's $10 million. $10 million doesn't even get you in the door of discussion. And honestly, with the county taking it over and going beyond the $2 million that already would be put in place right now, they really are under the pressure to get some sort of mega deal done also. So I'm sort of waiting and seeing. But the whole, hey, we'll give you this for a year or something, there's not going to be like a land shark rental like there was on the Dolphin Stadium.
Ira Winderman is with us from the Sun Sentinel. How do the Bang Brothers make their money?
I really have to offer naivete here. I assume
I'll rephrase
some sort of construct.
I'll rephrase the question. How much money have they made off you?
Come on.
Well, apparently, if you exit the video, it's pretty quick. Not a lot at all.
Ira Winderman. So the Heat picked up the option for Bam Adebayo. That's a no-brainer, right?
Yeah, but it's interesting because it now puts $5 million on their books for 2020, so it sort of pushes the cap space into what we all...
What happened? Too many Bang Brothers jokes? What happened?
Two,
they take me off the air?
They got
him. Ira got to him. It got to Ira. It's like, that. You know what? I'm going to give Bam out. Screw this. Play Dust in the Wind while we wait for Ira to return. How do you think he feels this segment is going?
I think he's getting tired of us. He's a professional, but I think both of us, though. Yeah. I think it's just a package deal. But he's such a professional. He trusts deals
he
with it.
Will,
and pushes through.
He will push through, man.
But, yeah, it gets to him.
Is he there, Solana? What's happening? No phone lines?
I don't know. I called him, and it went straight to voicemail. Maybe
all
his
right.
phone died?
But our phones are working. Because Jamie Eisenberg's coming on the next segment, and if we can't take calls for fantasy football, the Jamie Eisenberg segment doesn't work as well. So our phones are working?
Yeah, they are.
All right. In fact, if you want to line up right now for Jamie Eisenberg, who's the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com, you can line it up right now. I've got to learn our phone number. Hold on. I'll tell you what it is here in a second. 786-360-0790. You could start to line it up if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, because he's going to come on next. I was just seeing, is that Ira call? Like, it started to ring there. Did you see that? And then it hung up. So I don't know if Ira's coming back or not. He was going to tell us something interesting about Bam Adebayo, and then I was going to let him go. So give him one. I see that he's calling in. I just don't know if we can get him on the air or not. Is he there? He's there? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened, Ira?
I'm calling in for fantasy football. I was getting my fantasy football calls lined up, and then you said it was a separate line.
Was
so
that us or you?
Call
what
line.
Happened there? Was that us or you?
You know what? I don't know. Lately, the problem is, you know, as we've chronicled here, my great voice over internet phone and rainstorms down here in South Florida, it's like 50-50. It's always been the same thing for me. Do you go with the supposed landline or the two bars on the cell phone? So it's sort of six of one, half dozen of the other.
You're still doing that magic, Jack, huh?
You know what? $5 a year for unlimited calls, including to, you know, all the tech centers in India. How can you go wrong?
I am delighted by that joke.
Yeah, I see.
That I was able to find Magic Jack in the recesses of my brain.
He almost fell out his chair, yeah. Ira. He loved that one.
How do you feel this segment is going, Ira?
You know, except for the singing, I think it's sort of, I think everything has sort of brought it up around that. I mean,
Dust
that's the beauty of this segment.
The wind.
I didn't call for it.
All we are
I'm sorry,
dust
Ira.
In the wind.
All right, quickly, because we got to get to Jamie. What is the situation on Bam Adebayo you were explaining?
So, I mean, it's just a matter of, is he the cornerstone of the future, your guy? You've already traded Hassan Whiteside. Is he your guy going forward? Or are you at a point right now where you're just collecting these assets and saying, you know what? Everything is on hold till 2021. That's going to be our play-in year. Unlike the Dolphins, we'll compete. We'll go for the playoffs. But there's going to be that one big push. That's what I don't know. And I guess the thought being in the interim, you sort of see what you can get out of him. The Heat have invested an awful lot in Bam. They let Hassan go. They got to replace those rebounds. So I think it'll be interesting. He has been given every chance. To me, there are two starters locked into the starting lineup. Jimmy Butler, of course, $140 million contract. Will start Bam Adebayo the way they traded and let go of Hassan Whiteside. He'll start. It's going to be really interesting to see the other three they fill the starting lineup out with. That'll be, I think, one of the big stories in camp when it opens in just over 2 weeks.
Bam Adebayo, ever an all-star, yes or no?
I'm going to say no, because all-stars no longer are position-specific to center. So if it was the previous rules and you had to pick at least two and probably three centers in the East, I would have said absolutely. But now you're going to take all those forwards instead, so I'd say much less likely.
These are some of the texts that are coming in. Hands down, that's the best 10 minutes of radio I've ever heard. I'm laughing my ass off. I'm in tears. The Bang Brothers segment with Ira Winderman is comedy gold. I do not like your show, but today is an especially awful example. It is great. And you guys wasted a segment. It's a very conflicting text there from the same person. A lot of people texting in also. It's Cafe Bustelo, not Bustillo.
Okay, you know what? I'm trying. I'm trying to be a man of the people, so I apologize there. But I got to let all your listeners and texters know, you know, you always see these corporate places where they have, like, the dual-screen computer so you can have, like, your finances and other stuff. No matter how many screens I have open when I come on Hockman and Crowder, I never can get to the subject matter of hand. It's always I'm going to tell people how the sauce is made. When I work with Hawk, he'll tell me sometimes when guests are come on, I've given them some questions ahead of time, whether it's the guys making picks. I don't want to catch them completely off guard. There's nothing a guest annoys a guest more than being asked something out of the blue. It's like you going to me, Ira, your 10 favorite Gene Hackman movies, you know, and all of a sudden you're scrambling for that. But when I come on with you guys, no matter how much I prepare, and you know when I fill in, I do prepare, and I have this steno pad and everything ready to go, invariably I am on, literally on hold with you guys, looking up Candace's 10 greatest hits just so I can be ready. Like, things I'm not prepared for, it's just wrong. And now I have a whole weekend of research on the Bang Brothers.
I'm so glad you brought it up. I am begging you. You have Instagram?
I could, but again, I'm limited on my computer screens, but sure, I have Instagram.
Well, I'm begging you, when we're off the air, I'm begging you to look at my Instagram account. It's Radio Mark Hockman. I'm begging anyone listening that has Instagram to look at my Instagram account, Radio Mark Hockman, because you talk about preparing for a show and whatnot. I have a video showing my preparation for today's show, what I did in preparation for today's show, because it's a loaded show, and I did about 3 hours worth of prep today, and I scroll through, you'll see it all, and then you see what my executive producer, Alejandro Solana, handed me as his prep for today's show. It is staggering. I'm telling you, Ira, it is staggering. Look at it on Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hockman. How come he's on hold? What happened to Ira? Are you back there, Ira? I don't know who put you on hold. Somebody put you on hold. So,
at this point, I'm just going to drive in, go to the food court first, and go to the rooftop bar after.
Right,
the way.
Well, check it out. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. You're going to be delighted. Thank you, Ira.
And I enjoyed the Mike Mayo and Channing picture with you also yesterday. Thanks, guys.
Oh, we had the time of our lives.
It was weird, Ira, but I had a good time.
Time of our lives.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.